for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
Hello, my name's Claire Ward, and I'm the Home Mission Advisor for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. These final few weeks before Christmas can be excruciating. For children, there is ongoing and escalating anticipation for the arrival of a day of bliss that brings good food and presents. For parents, there is often the stress and anxiety of not only getting everything done in time, but more importantly, paying for it. During these Advent days of waiting and preparation that are full of frenzied activity, it can be hard to see and hear the real reason for the season that we're living. In today's Gospel reading from Matthew, chapter 11, verses 16 to 18, we hear Jesus asking, "To what shall I compare this generation?" He describes the people of his time as sulky children in the marketplaces, who were invited to dance, but they did not dance, and they were invited to repent, to reorientate their lives towards God's love, but they didn't. In this reading, Jesus also points out to his hearers that they thought John the Baptist, God's true prophet, was possessed by a demon, and the Son of Man, Jesus himself, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. How blind they were to the good news and source of all happiness that at Christmas we find lying in the manger. They were unable to see, quite literally, God who stood in front of them. In Jesus' time, so many people failed to both accept God's messenger in John the Baptist and also Jesus as the Messiah in their midst. John and Jesus' respective invitations to embrace God's love and mercy, to live the good news, are in vain. And I suppose when we reflect on our generation today, perhaps on our own lives, 2,000 years on, has much changed? I remember a priest sharing a story with me about a nativity play. He told me that a small boy was in a school nativity, and when he went home to his parents, he shared with them, scandalised, that he didn't know the baby in the play was called after a bad word, a swear word. The only context in which the little boy had heard the word Jesus used before, the only association that he had with it, was to badmouth someone or something. As Christians, today's reading should challenge us to respond generously to the good news of Jesus. Will we, in our time, dance in freedom when the Lord, metaphorically speaking, plays his pipe? Will we respond to the call to repent, to reorientate our lives in God's love and mercy? And as John the Baptist did, will we lovingly and humbly invite others to do the same? In Jesus' time, although many people failed to respond to John the Baptist's call and failed to see Jesus for who he was, many did take a positive step of faith. They did come to hear, know, see, and embrace the Messiah. And they shared that faith with others, in their words, through their gestures and service. This is our calling too. We are called to be confident apostles, confident and joy-filled evangelizers in England and Wales. This isn't the task for the specialists, the professionals, but for you and me, every baptized person. Just think, who in your family, workplace, or friendship circle today is longing to hear God's words of love and truth that have already brought you life and hope in these long, dark winter days? There is always someone close to us who needs to hear and come to experience God's light. Bring it to them. Be that Christmas apostle, that messenger. Make Jesus, the most priceless gift that you give to someone today.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.